Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, come on and praise him. This is the day that the Lord has made. Wherever you are, you're still alive. Give God praise. Just think of his goodness. Think of his goodness toward you. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of your everyday life to glory in Jesus Christ with a new topic, altar call, live prayer, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. Our topic for today's teaching is Go for Broke. Go for Broke. And we are in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live with me to both podcasts on Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern. When I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where there is no topic off limits and I take your questions on air, you can dial in with that same number, 323-870-4180, or tune in online if you can't call in from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawssmsami.org. But the best way to ensure you don't miss any of this is to follow. That way, the Daily Fire recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. And then on Wednesday nights when we go live, you will receive a reminder text which contains the number to click to dial in or the link to click to tune in online, followed by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Text the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. Now, all of this information, if you couldn't write it down, is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can also send me your prayer requests, your testimonies. I praise the Lord for a beautiful message I received yesterday from one of my sisters in Christ, just letting me know how much Daily Fire is blessing her soul. And I just thank you. That was so beautiful, and it just blessed my soul to know that it's blessing you and to hear how well you're doing in the Lord, now a married woman and just being blessed in God. I thank you so much. And so go to rossi.org. You can send me your prayer requests or testimonies. Let me know how the show is blessing you. You can also see my upcoming itinerary, speaking engagements, and everything that I have coming up. And, you know, if you're able to come out, you do so. Also, my church information here in Miami. So if you're able to come out on Sundays, we'd love to have you at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. Everything you need is on rossi.org. And you can also donate to the ministry there to help spread the gospel. So go there and make a donation. All right, by now you should have your Bibles ready. I am in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 6, reading from the KJV. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Last verse. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Come on and give God praise for his word. What is our topic for today? Repeat it after me right now. Go for broke. Hallelujah. Many times we will hear people say, she went for broke, or he went for broke in that situation. And what they mean is that the person laid it all on the line. The person took a monumental risk. They went for broke. Hey, I'm going to put it all out here, and if I succeed, I succeed. And if I fail, I fail. But whatever it is that I'm doing, it's worth taking this type of risk. And see, it's something about going for broke. Because when you go for broke, you're really not worried about how everyone else around you perceives what you're doing. You're not worried about if Sally thinks it's a good idea. You're not worried about if John feels you're about to mess up. You're not focused on how many people will give you a like or a love or a share on social media about this thing. No, you're saying, I got to do this. It's compelling enough to me, glory, to be willing to put it all on the line. Now, sometimes when you go for broke, you find out that what you went for broke for, it didn't turn out the way you thought it should. And in going for broke, you ought to really be going for broke under the guidance of the Lord, right? For instance, we don't want people going for broke in sin or outside of God's work. You see, a man who has a good wife, a good thing, whom he's been married to for 30 years, who has been by his side and has borne his children and was a size 5 Coke bottle when he met her, but now she's not, but she's been there for him, and he decides, oh, I see this pretty young thing. I'm going to go out here and run after her. That's not a good example. You see, of going for broke. Because he puts his whole marriage on the line, everything that he's built, his legacy, relationship with his children, and everything that matters for a temporary pleasure, and, gets with her, and then maybe he loses his wife. She divorces him, and legally and spiritually she can do so. That's going for broke outside of the will of God. Or a woman who has a good husband does that to him. That's not what I'm talking about. Because, see, that's not really going for broke. That's just trying to fulfill the lust of the flesh. But the going for broke, the putting it all on the line that we're discussing today, we can see the foundation of it in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 6 that I read to you, because the author said, let me explain to you the kind of faith that puts you in a place to do what God said do, no matter what anyone else said. He said, now faith, the current faith, instantaneous faith, and then sustained faith, it is the confidence of knowing what you hope for while having the consolation or assurance that it will manifest although you do not see yet. By faith, it went on to say, we understand that God not only formed the world, but these great patriarchs in the faith, Abel and Enoch and Noah, and then it went on into Abraham, then it got into the matriarch Sarah. They all did the things God told them, which were really impossible to do in the natural, because they had a go for broke kind of faith. A go for broke. God, I don't see it. Lord, I don't understand it. God, I don't know why. Lord, my heart is hurt. Lord, my soul is hurt. Or Lord, I can't see how in the world you're going to bring that to pass. But I got a now kind of faith. Glory. I got a hope, God. Is this what you're saying to the Lord today? I have a hope in you, God. And it's just forming all in my belly and all in my spirit. It's so compelling that you're going to do this thing, move this mountain, make this way, open this door, that no matter how much I try to let go, I can't believe that. It is a now assuring kind of faith. And every time I try to do something different, it brings me back to the center and says, no, 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 stay right there. This is what God has for you. Go for broke is what God wants you to learn to do. In the book of Matthew chapter 14 and in the book of Mark chapter 6, we see where Peter had that kind of faith to step out of the boat and walk on water after he saw Jesus walking on water. Now, some people will concentrate on the fact that he later started doubting or became afraid and began to sink. But understand that the first thing you got to notice is that he had a go for broke kind of faith. He was not the only disciple in the boat. He was not the only one who had already seen Jesus perform miracles, but he was the only one willing to step out to walk on water. And when he became afraid and began to sink, guess what? Jesus was right there to lift him up. In the book of Exodus chapter 14, Moses went for broke when he raised his arms to part the Red Sea. In between the Red Sea, which would be death because you couldn't pass it, and the enemy pursuing from behind, which would have been recaptured into slavery, he went for broke. In the book of Acts chapter 9, Peter raised Dorcas from the dead, and when he got in there, all of the people were in there, they were wailing and they were mourning, and so Peter said, look, I got to put you out of here because I'm about to go for broke, and when I'm going for broke, I don't need naysayers around me. I don't need people who don't have a go for broke kind of faith. I'm not talking about now the people who love you and are giving valid questions and, you know, challenging you because they want to make sure you really are ready to take that leap, because sometimes there's a lot of stuff, you know, that's entailed within taking that leap, but they're still going to support you. They just want to know that you really are ready for what you're asking for. I'm not talking about them. Those aren't naysayers. Those are good kind of people to have around. Those are supporters who are helping you to even grow your faith, because once they take you through everything that can happen and you say, yes, God told me to do it, then they're right there with you. I'm talking about, you don't want the people who are the crabs in the barrel, who don't have anything because they were unwilling to try. And even to the lady, I'm not going to call your name, who sent me that message yesterday, I say to you today, under the anointing of the Lord, go for broke. Go for broke. There's so much more in you than what the world is seeing right now. God has repositioned you, and you know God has placed you now into ministry. Go for broke. Don't worry about it if no one else sees it. Go for broke. You now have this family. Go for broke. Hallelujah. As a wife, as a mother, as a minister in your career, go for broke. Hallelujah. So many of you, we got to get ready to go into prayer, are living beneath your privilege because you refuse to go for broke. You refuse to step out on faith. You refuse to stay sustained in faith. You refuse to be assured in faith. You refuse to just believe, like it said in verse 6 of chapter 11, now without faith it's impossible to please God. Why? Because when you come to him, you have to not only believe he exists, but that he rewards those who honestly seek him according to his word. You got to go for broke about something in life. Don't just exist. Don't just sit down and go through life, the routine of life day by day. You haven't impacted anyone for the good. You haven't changed anyone. You haven't etched your name into the annals of life and history. It's just going to be you were here. You got a birth certificate. You die. You got a death certificate, and nothing phenomenal happened in between, not because you couldn't do it, but because you wouldn't. You were too afraid to go for broke. Whatever you want, go for broke. Seek God in prayer. Hold that thing up before God. Follow his guidance. Go where God tells you to go. Do what God tells you to do. I can tell you so many testimonies of what's going on in my life right now, just seeing the blessings of making a few decisions, but we don't have time because it's time to go into prayer on Daily Fire. It's 15 minutes. But I'm telling you, glory, if you'll just go for broke, refuse to be ordinary. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, Jesus. Oh, Father, we praise you. We glorify you. Our hearts find peace in you. We find consolation in you. We find assurance in you, God. Oh, we are willing, Lord, to go for broke, to get positions, to go for broke. Father, to change our mindsets, to submit our flesh, our will, our way up to you, our plans, our desires, our dreams, our destinies, our purpose. We're willing to have that kind of now faith, Lord, that just bursts hope, hope, hope of glory, Father, hope of success. Oh, Lord, we say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. We can just feel it coming to pass. We are now willing to step out of the boat of life, the boat, Father, of comfort, the boat of the comfort of our friends and family, and just step out knowing that you're right there to lift us up. We got some go for broke kind of faith now, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Touch them right now, Father, wherever they are. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless them going in and bless them coming out. Make them the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Father, bless the fruit of their womb and the seed of their loins. Lord, bless them, bless them, bless them. Touch them. Heal them. Make ways. Do, Father, what only you can do in ways that only you can do it. When you can do it, Father, position them, Lord. Move them forward in the name of Jesus so that, Lord, there's more to their lives. Glory. Than just birth and death. Hallelujah. Oh, come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. We got to get ready to end with the task. Come on and praise the Lord right now. Say, I will live a go for broke life. Hallelujah. Say, I will live a go for broke life pursuant to the will of God. Now, let me give the altar call and let's end with your task. For those of you who are unsaved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Say, I will live a go for broke life, pursuant to the will of God. Everyone, make sure you're in church, Sunday school, Bible study, that you are spending quality time with the Lord every day, which includes your time with me on Daily Fire, Monday through Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern, and then Wednesday nights on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study at 7 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you go to the website. Let me know how my broadcasts are blessing you, or send me your prayer requests, your testimonies. Again, donate to the ministry. Just put that as part of your monthly donations or weekly, whatever you want to do, but donate to the ministry to help spread the gospel, because when you do so, you are helping to win souls. You're helping to encourage people who listen to the broadcast and who will be tuning in as we prepare to go on television. You're then winning souls. All right. Now, our topic for today is go for broke. Your task for today is to do something extraordinary that you've been wanting to do. Take the risk. Step out. Let your life be more than birth and death. Make a change. I'll see you in the morning at 7 a.m. Go for broke today. Go for broke. Hallelujah.
In a little